This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
As we were talking about yesterday, there is a real-life behavioral economics experiment happening right now as consumers clean out grocery store stocks of pasta and rice and, yes, toilet paper. Scarcity is the actual economic concept at play here, but its application in practice has grocers scrambling to keep up with demand. And as Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports, the grocery store supply chain, it's kind of complicated.
Abel Almonte is feeling conflicted about the empty shelves at his grocery store in Queens.
It's fair to say that, yes, we're happy with the increment in business, but at the same time, it's kind of difficult keeping it stocked.
He gets truck deliveries twice a week, and the last one was missing about a third of what he ordered. To keep shelves full, he goes shopping. He bought rubbing alcohol from a medical supply store.
And I've even had to buy some cases of stuff from Walmart. That's how bad it's gotten.
Almonte and Walmart have different supply chains. Almonte uses a middleman. It means a can of soup goes from a factory to a third-party distribution warehouse and then to his store. Walmart has its own distribution centers, more than 150.
Self-distribution works brilliantly, particularly in crises.
Bert Flickinger is with Strategic Resource Group.
Like Albertsons, like Kroger, like BJ's, like Costco, they all can go from one truck a day to several trucks a day, 7 days a week, and restock the stores around the clock.
Big stores have 24/7 access to inventory and their own fleet of trucks. And Anant Iyer, who teaches operations management at Purdue, says they have something else the little guys lack, lots of cash.
If you're a small player, do you have the financial wherewithal to go get the supply ahead of the demand?
If Almonte in Queens has to keep using Walmart to stock his shelves, it's going to eat into his profits. But he says he's not going to raise prices. He hopes that keeps people coming to his store instead of competitors down the street. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.